freaks, it's Thursday, April 25th, 2024. Coming up on the program today, coming out in favor of nephew fucking. Plus, getting gang-stalked in restrooms across the country. And deodorizing, refreshing, and reusing diapers. Has recycling gone too far? All coming up today.
Good evening, godless sodomites. Same-sex marriage, the ultimate smash mouth in your face insult. God Almighty has not joined fags in holy wedlock. America's doomed.
Like I said, I come in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. Beyond.
The entire house is dark sided. She is dark sided too. This is my house. I want no money. I want nothing. I want my God and I want my family. I give it up to God. I'm a God warrior. Get the hell out of my house. In Jesus' name, I pray.
Cut that bitch off.
Who, Baba Thunder?
You have to know one thing, that God still is working miracles.
Let me tell you what they really, what evolution's really all about. It's sodomite science. Evolution makes you sissy. It sissifies you.
Oh, I may scream, I may holler, but God always answers my prayers.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. What if
God
was one of us?
Are you laughing, Beyond?
Just a slob like one of us.
I'm sent by Jesus to do what I'm doing.
Just a stranger on the bus.
Motherfucker, because I'm God.
Back up to heaven all alone.
You're a goddamn
sin. Nobody calling on the phone.
That's what this generation's all about. Fornicating.
Except for the Pope may be in
Rome. The streets of this nation are full of married men having fag sex.
God is a God around. We're good.
Sooner or later, God is going to cut you down. Guaranteed. Signed, sealed, and delivered. You did it to yourself, scum. Understand that. Know that.
Feminism in marriage causes homosexuality in children. If the wife wears the pants in the family, it is very likely the son will wear a skirt.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
She is a fat cunt.
At least I'm not going to die because I'm a careless fairy.
I know what abortion smells like. Did you know abortion even had a smell?
And I love the aftertaste of semen in my mouth.
I'm going to lose my mind today.
Yes, Tim Henson back here with you for your Thursday episode of DV. Have a great one for you. We begin with a few updates from the TARDIS sphere. First up, back in January, it was reported that Grant McDonald, superstar musician, whose most popular series is, of course, the Ram Ranch songs, all 800 of them at this point, but he's also recorded many non-Ram Ranch songs. I mean, they all sound the same, really. Like this song about Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who I guess Grant has an attraction towards.
Bend over, Gavin Newsom, take it like a man. Gonna fuck your butthole deep, gonna make you my bitch. The fucking fuck.
I mean, I think he likes Gavin Newsom here. Or maybe this is a hate fuck scenario. I don't know.
Deep. I did my part to make the Getty Oil Company shareholders rich. Bend over, Gavin Newsom. Gonna make you my bitch. Gonna fuck you deep, boy. Make you my boy toy.
There's always speculation that Gavin Newsom will run for president of the United States. If so, I hope this is his campaign song. I mean, it's tailor-made for him, really, you know? Anyway, back in January, Grant McDonald was arrested. Why? You don't want to know the answer to that, especially if you're a Grant McDonald fan. This is really going to put a stain on his name and his work, but Grant was arrested because he was posting naked photos of his nephew online. That nephew happens to be Sean, who Grant sings about often in his music. Songs like Sean Oinks for Cum, Sean Boy's whore juice. Sean loves black cocks. Sean Boy's cum feeding time. And some of the titles even include Sean's full name. Sean Driscoll begging, for instance. Sean Sweet Butthole. By my count, there's at least 150 songs by Grant McDonald with Sean in the title. Now, Sean is an adult, and as far as I can tell, Grant and Sean, they do, or they did, have some sort of inappropriate relationship going on. I'm not sure of the official arrangement, but I know Grant McDonald spent some cash on Sean, like buying him cars and stuff. It's all very gross. The big issue here is that Sean has political aspirations. And, being associated with Grant McDonald can't possibly help his chances getting elected, right? Especially when there are songs like this floating around out there.
Yeah, Sean, spread that juicy boy hole. Licking and sucking, licking and sucking, licking and sucking. Licking your sweet boy hole. Yeah, I love that boy hole. Yeah, spread that boy hole. Licking and sucking, licking and sucking. Yeah, you love that boy hole. You love that boy hole getting fucked, boy.
Now, when we last reported on this incident, a legal letter from an attorney was sent to Grant McDonald saying, like, you got to cease and desist. No more mentioning Sean, and you got to take down all your Sean tracks or else Sean criminal charges against you for spreading his nudes and all the other crap, right? Well, I guess Grant McDonald didn't do anything, and he was promptly arrested. He wasn't behind bars for a long time, though. I guess now he's released, awaiting trial. What's interesting to me, though, is, he was arrested in January, but on February 7th, a new track appeared on Spotify called Cocksucker Sean Boy.
Yo, Sean, cocksucking whore. Sucking and sucking and sucking. Yeah, Sean, suck that huge hair cock, boy. 12-inch cock, deep down your throat, boy. Yeah, Sean, sucking and sucking and sucking.
The man will not change his ways. Now, I also found an interesting piece of audio. Very rarely do we hear Grant McDonald out in the wild. But this apparently was from some sort of interview. I couldn't find the actual source, so I only have a clip. But in it, he's talking about Sean. Now, this took place way before all of, Grant's legal troubles.
Yeah, so Sean is a bigger representation of Ram Ranch and so pivotal.
Yeah, it's like there wouldn't be a Ram Ranch without Sean. That's why that cease and desist was so devastating. And also, I guess, why Grant McDonald ignored it.
So, hey, and furthermore, do you know in fucking Australia and France that uncles are allowed legally to marry their nieces? And it was brought in so that uncles could pass down their estates. But it's legal in fucking France and Australia for an uncle to marry their fucking niece. It's legal.
It's time those laws were changed. I have a feeling we have a difference of opinion on how those laws should be changed, though. I say nieces and uncles should not be allowed to marry. You just want to add uncles should be able to marry their niece or their nephew.
So the fact of the matter is, either way, per se, my fucking music is cutting fucking edge stuff. It's, going where maybe no music went before. 18 fucking naked cowboys in the showers and fucking Prince Harry and Thor on the floor and the fuck ship, the cum ship and the fucking, cock ship.
He's speaking the truth. No other music has dared to go there or even thought to or would want to.
So, I'm just honored to have my fans out there, and furthermore, you guys in America and Alabama and the fucking South, if there's fucking rednecks that are fucking their nieces or hey, listen, this is nephews. I don't fucking go for the niece shit.
That shit is gross and weird. I'm only about my nephew's boy hole.
You know the fucking redneck fucking characters in the back hills with their fucking nephews over a goddamn barrel and the fucking guy is fucking his ass off. You go up to porno sites and you put in uncle and there's about 687 fucking videos up there of an uncle fucking his frat boy nephew with all the other frat boys. So don't hold your fucking brow up too fucking high. Like, oh my God, like, what is fucking happening? Just fucking deal with it, for fuck's sakes. You know, get on the cock ship or the fuck ship or the cum ship.
And that is sadly where the clip ended. But those are some very strong words from Grant McDonald. If you don't like the idea of fucking your nephew, get with the fucking program. Deal with it and get on the cock ship. Because we're setting sail with or without you, buddy. You want to be left behind? Stranded? That's A-OK, according to Grant. But if you want to join this party, you got to get ready to suck and fuck and suck and fuck your nephew. All right, well, there you go. That's a little Grant McDonald update for your Thursday. The other very short Utard update is from our good friend Mead, the world-renowned singer of LGBTQXYZ.
But I wish that we could stop this LGBTQXYZ.
Which is a good song, not a great song. It's no pervert marriage. Anyway, recently Mead, over there on his Fit and Lean channel, posted a plea for help. He's looking to raise $6,500 for a new car engine, and he has set up a GoFundMe-like campaign. It's not on GoFundMe. Instead, he's using something called PayPal Pools. Again, that's the PayPal equivalent to GoFundMe. Although, you know, Mead's gotta always be like, a weirdo religious person about stuff. This has nothing to do with church or religious matters. He's, you know, he's begging for money to get his car fixed, which is fine. But he put this in the faith and spirituality category. Okay, if you're going to be relying on faith and spirituality, don't set up a GoFundMe account. Just ask Jesus. Pray on it. Pray for a windfall. In his plea, he says, the engine on my Kia Soul had an engine recall in 2021, but Kia never informed me of the particular upgrade needed. Yeah, it's always like someone else's fault. This is Kia's fault. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. As of when in reality, the one thing he leaves out in this whole thing is about how, like, the check engine light was on. He was driving his car and he, like, didn't get oil changes or something. It's a whole thing. Like, there's a reason why his engine blew the fuck up. Probably had nothing to do with the recall. Anyway, he's trying to raise $6,500 to cover the cost of a new engine. I need an extra car to help transport my elderly father to doctor visits. Now, keep in mind, his dad does have a car. I feel like that last line is just looking for some sympathy. Mention a sickly old dad. That'll get people to loosen the purse strings a bit. Unfortunately, that's not working out for Mead. He posted this about 2 days ago and has raised, hold on here, $0.00 and cents. The campaign ends in 28 days and the boy has his work cut out for him. So I'm just trying to spread the word, help Mead out there. I have I would like to start a competing campaign, honestly. It's let's raise $6,500 and buy Mead a used car, which we will present to him after we have the car repainted in all the colors of the rainbow. We will present Mead with a gay pride flag car. If I had the extra money on my own, I would do this. Just to see him driving around in a pride mobile. Maybe we could even get it, like we could wire it up so when he honks the horn, it plays this sound clip. These are the times I wish Distorted View Daily was way more popular than it was. You know, like if I had double or triple the amount of subscribers, this is what I would do with my extra money. I would blow it on stupid shit like that. Well, good luck, Mead, on reaching your goal. We'll see how that ends up in about 28 days. All right, listen, I have got a new Utard here, and I'm sorry I don't have the name of the person who submitted this. I think it was somewhere in the Discord. I went back and looked and couldn't find it. This is another guy who thinks he's being gang-stalked. People are out to get him. They won't even let him take a shit in a Shell gas station. They're really making this guy's life a living hell.
I'm wondering why the door is locked.
Yeah, it's the middle of the night. There's only one employee in the Shell station. I think what they do is they keep the door locked and then the employee will open the door for customers if they don't look like complete psychopaths. Also, they probably want to make sure that there's not too many people in the Shell station at night, if there's only one employee. Anyway, there's someone shopping in there. This guy's outside, and he's, you know, just desperate to take a shit.
These people come in front of me, and they get the place locked because I have to go to take a shit. I mean, they're sick.
This is part of the gang stalking thing.
I gotta use the bathroom. I don't understand what's so confusing about that. I have to use the washroom. Yeah, I need to use the bathroom. I walked here for miles. And so why not?
He basically said, it's hard to understand the worker, but he basically says, no one can use the restroom. Sorry, they're not operable or something. I don't know. You can go to
7-Eleven. No, 7-Eleven doesn't have a bathroom. That's not true. Everybody says you can use the bathroom here. Why can't you allow me to use the bathroom? Yeah, right, you can't. It's nothing to do with Shell. It's to do with criminal harassment. I'm gonna make a fucking complaint after I throw shit on your fucking window. You open this fucking door so I can use the bathroom, you fuckhead.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll buzz you in now. Then he just starts breaking shit. You know, there's some, like, product outside, like windshield wiper fluid and stuff. He's just
piece of shit.
Kicking bottles, breaking stuff. So this guy is known as Steven on Rao Mind Read 247 on YouTube. Sounds like a completely sane individual. According to his bio, he's an information scientist and a targeted individual since 2014, witness to corruption, murder in British Columbia. Now, a common thread in these videos is him pooping. That seems to be a real problem. He actually says, I'm stalked and terrorized by psychopaths. They pay money for the gang stalking, which is constant, notably when I'm pooping. And we've got a clip here of him in a public restroom. Now, I think maybe this guy is homeless and he's pulling a Daniel Larson. And by that, I mean he's trying to live in a bathroom stall or at least, you know, take up short-term residence, maybe like an overnight thing. Anyway, someone starts to knock on the stall door and that pisses this dude off.
I'm just putting my coat on. What the fuck's your problem?
It's a private property here.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. I'm just putting my coat on. You stand by the bathroom all fucking day? Fuck you. Like I said, I'm just putting my coat on. Go waste your time, you fucking goof piece of shit.
At this point, the guy is calling, like, cops or security because this homeless man won't leave.
He's lying. I'm already walking out. Don't waste your fucking time. This guy's an idiot. Stay the fuck away from me, you fucking pervert. Fucking goofed out look on your face, too. You're sick. You're lucky you're not dead, you fucking piece of shit. Yeah, tell your retarded friend to go fuck himself. He's a gang stalker.
This continues on for a while until a second worker appears.
You the guy that was in the women's washroom, too?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was, because I have a stalker, and I was getting away from him.
Yeah, that's right. I was hanging out in the women's restroom. What's wrong with that? Nothing.
It was late at night. There wasn't anyone in the fucking building, either. And these fucking people came in there because they're using mind reading. They're looking out my eyes. They're sick. They're fucking rapists, and they're fucking sick, okay?
Cuckoo.
And why do you think I'm in there? Why do you think that you're stalking on me in the bathroom? Yes, you are. You're getting orders from your friend to go and bother me. And he's a fucking rapist. He raped and shot a girl, you fucking goof fucks.
I know it's a very Canadian thing to use goof as an insult, but when talking about rapists, it just doesn't seem like a powerful enough insult. You fucking raped a toddler? You're a toddler rapist? You're a goof. You're a silly goofball doing silly goofball things to little girls like that. That shit's goofy. Actually, my favorite use of the word is silly goof fucks. I think that was the last thing he said. You silly goof fucks. All right, listen, that's enough of this guy. Let's move on. It's been a while since we've had a good Uber or Lyft confrontation. Let me give you a little backstory for the video I have for you today. This gentleman booked an Uber Black fancy. He booked the car for him and three other people, his family members. Turns out he actually has five people, some of whom are children, and he doesn't have child seats. So the driver told the guy, sorry, I can't drive you. You need to book an SUV and, you know, child seats. I don't know. This guy did not handle that news very well.
You are five people. You got Uber Black. And you said I'm making up that you need to.
You are.
Okay, so explain what you're doing.
Get out of the way.
Please explain what you're doing.
I'm being
Please
harassed.
Explain. You know
I'm
what happened
harassed.
To CEO.
You're racially profiling us.
Once again, it's the white guy who's the victim here. Stop being mean to Caucasians. We've been through so much. So the Uber driver gets out of his car because the passenger has left some of the doors open.
You're saying I racial profile you? You are five people. You book a black car.
Girls, go inside.
And you tell them I racial profile.
You're threatening me. You're threatening me. I feel threatened.
For what?
If you felt threatened, you would not be up in the driver's face like that. You'd be backing away.
You are threatening my children.
Say your children.
You are threatening my
children. You said that you're a lawyer.
I am.
Stay far from me.
You got out of the car. You are the aggressor. That's how the law works.
I'm closing the door.
You're the aggressor.
I'm closing my door.
You're the aggressor.
See.
You got out and chased me.
I'll make sure that...
you do that. Big shot. Let's see how far
Big
that
shot.
Gets you.
Five people.
Let's see how
black.
Far it gets
Let's
you.
Let's be honest.
You're the aggressor.
You're try for what?
You're the aggressor.
Ma'am, please. Call.
I heard
so
you say... I heard you say under your breath they look Jewish.
What?
What? I heard you say...
Oh,
I
my
don't
God.
Take
you are
Jews.
Sick.
I heard you say...
You're sick.
They're Jewish. That's where the discrimination comes into play.
You are sick.
Now you're calling Jews sick? Wow, dude.
You're sick.
Anti-Semitic much?
You are sick. Fuck you. Leave me alone. Sick. You're sick.
The Uber driver eventually just drives away and gives us a little recap of what happened.
This guy tried to book... two little kids, which one's supposed to have a jumper seat, and booked me as a black car. As soon as I saw it, they complained. They said I have an SUV. Of course they did. They wanted to put the little kids on top of their laps with the belts, then start to say that it was a lawyer of Uber, and then he said that you heard what he said about the Jewish things. These people are sick. You're going to help me to make this person famous, okay?
Please. Yeah, unfortunately, I've got some bad news. It's not a great update. Apparently, the driver's account has been deactivated by Uber. Looks like the passenger complained. Maybe the company will actually look into this a little further, watch the video, and reverse that decision. As for the doxing of the passenger, still no information on who he is. Internet sleuths are still hard at work. Moving right along now, it's been a while since we've done some police body cam footage, right? I've got a traffic stop here. Apparently the police ran the plates of this woman who was driving, found out she had a suspended license, I guess.
Jasmine, the reason why I'm stopping you is because I run the plate. Your license actually comes back suspended and you have a seized tag order in reference to your car insurance. Yeah. Oh, I mean, you do.
No, I went to the courthouse yesterday.
Uh-huh.
Made payment.
Right, you made the payment, but you didn't take care of everything else.
How do you know?
Because it says in my record.
I mean, come on, give the bitch a break. She paid her fine or whatever. What else is she supposed to do? I wouldn't even know what to do. I figure, like, once you pay your bill, you're good to go, right? There are other problems here as well.
Has your license ever been suspended before?
No.
No? Okay. And the address here, is this correct?
Yeah.
Couple issues. She's actually had her license suspended four times. So, Maury, do you want to take this one?
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
Also, she said her address was correct.
That was a lie.
0-2.
Yeah, this shows you live in Kissimmee.
She doesn't understand what the problem is.
The paperwork that you filled out yesterday.
See how it differs.
I'm sorry? Well, because you have to have the correct address on your license. That's a civil infraction.
That's the correct address.
The Kissimmee one?
The one on my ID.
Okay, well, why would you write incorrect information?
I didn't write incorrect information.
Okay, well, you can deny it, but you obviously did. The paper with her incorrect address, according to her, was just written yesterday by her when she went to court. It's a form she filled out. So that's going to be like her most current address. Anyway, the police officer goes back to his car to look at some of these documents. The woman gets impatient and gets out of her vehicle, which is a problem.
Have a seat at your car. Have a seat in your car when I'm done. Ma'am, I don't care. You have to have a seat in the car. Okay, listen to me. You don't have the right to get out.
I have the right to do whatever I want. If I can get out of my car, I can get out of my car. You cannot tell me I cannot get out of my car.
Yes, I can.
How can you not? You're not my boss. You're not my daddy. You don't get
There's a Supreme Court ruling that says you need to get back in your car. Now get back in your car.
Let me see the paper.
Google it. Get back in your car.
I'm not Googling nothing.
Okay. Ma'am, you're losing your car today. I'm impounding the car. I'm taking your license, and I'm taking your tag.
Yeah, yeah. So keep talking, cunt.
So if you want to call somebody to come get you, that's the best thing.
I can't. I'm here by myself.
Well, I apologize. Your license is suspended 4 times. You have an FR suspension.
Obviously, she argues every step of the way. I'm guessing things continue to get worse for her because this traffic stop turns into a felony, according to the title of this video.
Ma'am, go stand by your car. Go stand by your car. Go stand by your car.
Okay.
Ma'am, you're this close to going to jail. Okay. You're this close to go to jail.
Eventually, she does go back to her car and attempts to flee. Kind of think that's what turned things into a felony here. We pick things back up when the police manages to pull her over again.
Get out of the car now!
What is
Get out of the car! Turn around, put your hands on the back.
What is your problem?
Get out of the car.
Why are you being so aggressive with me? You don't have to be a dick about things.
What is your problem? What is your problem?
Relax, relax.
You're hurting me! You're
relax.
Hurting me! You're hurting me!
Well, that escalated quickly and predictably.
Get off of me! Get off!
Yeah. I think it's hitting her now. Things are starting to get real.
You asshole! Get off of me! Don't you do it! Get off of me!
Well, they aren't on her. You know, they're trying to handcuff her, and she's resisting, obviously. So now she has to get down onto the ground.
Get off of me! I have to go get my fucking kid.
You ain't getting shit, bitch! This ticket has turned into a full bloom arrest.
Stop resisting!
Stop resisting!
Well, the police officers finally get her handcuffed and she's standing back up.
You can't take off on a traffic stop. Get in, it's all on video. Get in. Get in.
You're such a dick.
Yeah, they're getting her in the back of the car. They did that great thing where she's screaming and in mid-sentence as they shut the door on her. After a few minutes, they open the door again to, you know, check on her, I guess. Do you think maybe she's had time to cool down? Let's find out.
Did you take this handcuff?
Nope, you're going to jail, ma'am.
I didn't do nothing wrong.
Well, you didn't do anything wrong.
Unfortunately, when you fled from the shop... You did something wrong. When you didn't listen, you did something wrong.
I was
so now, and then when you punched me, when you punched me on the ground, yep, you swung and hit me.
I did not.
Now it's battery,
Elio.
It's a lie. It's all on video.
I don't even know how to throw a punch.
Okay, it's all on video.
I don't know how to throw a punch.
Ma'am. Yeah, she's really fixated on that part, which doesn't really matter. You're driving on a suspended license, and you fled from the cops. You literally took off. On the way to jail... Jasmine here continues. The police officer just remains quiet. So this is really just like a monologue, if you will, from Jasmine.
You gotta go home, open up a cold beer, right? Who's gonna feed my fucking kids? Who's gonna put my fucking kids to bed? They're gonna wonder where their mother is.
Sad violin music, please.
But she went to pay her money to the courthouse when they wanna go to Disney and I can't even fucking take them because I have to work. To pay these tickets from these red light cameras because I'm trying to go to work. And then you're gonna throw me on the fucking ground and then say, throw a fucking punch. The fuck?
So basically, what started off as a ticket, probably, now results in up to 5 years in prison. Good job, Jasmine. Lots of good choices were made that day. Finally now, before we get into the news, we've got a Linda Fingal Hall of Fame nominee. Yes, I'd like to introduce you to Privileged Productions. I think they're behind this monstrosity called Lads on Tour.
Privileged Productions.
Oh. I'm already loving it. It's one guy going, like no effects or anything. It's just Privileged Production.
Privileged Productions. Oh.
Privilege Productions. I love the voice.
Privilege Productions.
It's so stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We out here.
Privilege.
Lads on tour.
Yeah, the song is called Lads on Tour.
Yeah, we score on the floor.
Good rhyme.
Hold up, the lads are here, welcome to Japan. Crowds of fans, konnichiwa, Nadi-san. Might go to Tokyo, Kyoto, or Osaka. Don't have a budget, cause we some badass motherfuckers. They know us around the world, from Argentina to Ghana. Cutting down the competition with my lyrical katana. This that real rap, got no time for pop. Put on some naughty bars if you don't want a karate chop.
Okay, I don't want a karate chop, so I'm gonna have to put on some of those nutty bars. They're referencing the Nutty Collective. I don't know what the Nutty Collective is. I think that is part of this group or
got
something.
Got no time for these money fakers, they're just too phony. We the real rap conglomerate, just call us Sony. Crossing time zones, but we ain't in a hurry.
It sounds like they're announcing some sort of tour that the Nutty Collective is going on, and they're gonna be going to Japan. Konnichiwa, but if this is representative of the music they produce, no thank you.
Gonna take the time to savor my katsukari. Invited to the palace, very lardy-dardy.
I tried to look up the Nutty Collective, and there's nothing. I don't know who these guys, I'm sorry, lads are. Chances are they've already disbanded. Things didn't work out.
The lads are here doing shots and having fun. Time for a tactical chun in the land of the rising sun.
Lads on tour. Yeah, we score on the floor.
Yikes. Well, that is the Privilege Production song, Lads on Tour. If the lads, you know, end up in your area, you got to check out their show. Report back to me. All right. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre twist to that fucked up news right now. Not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? Get more DV. How much more DV? Typically 3 full-length episodes every week just for paying freaks. That's in addition to the 2 free episodes that I do over here. So it's 5. It's a daily show. It's Distorted View Daily. Don't miss a thing. Become a member of the Sideshow right now. SuperFreakSideshow.com. Memberships are very inexpensive, only $6.99 a month. Even less when you opt for a quarterly, semi-annual, yearly, or lifetime membership. Yesterday, of course, we did a Sideshow exclusive episode, and I'll be doing another one tomorrow. Like I said, it's a great time to sign up. Obviously, as I just mentioned, you can sign up through the website. However, if you use Apple Podcasts or Spotify, you can also just sign up right inside of those apps. Takes just a second, few taps on your mobile phone, you're in. You'll see all the exclusive episodes appear right alongside the free episodes. Again, that's available for Apple Podcasts and Spotify. One final way to help support the show, we've got a Patreon account, patreon.com/distortedview. If you pledge at least $5, you get access to a special voicemail line where I will play your calls first, and I'll be sending out free sticker packs to anyone who wants them. Working on those right now, and I should have some more details for you patrons soon. So make sure you're signed up over there, patreon.com/distortedview, if you'd like some DV stickers. All right, 3 very quick stories now. First up, we got one from Japan.
Oh,
Well, this is a change of pace from our normal Japanese stingers. I wonder if disco was big in Japan, you know, in the 1970s. Sing it, boys! Okay, you get the idea there. Yes, this story comes from Japan. Look, everyone should be doing their part, recycling. I just feel like not everything can be recycled. Maybe I shouldn't say can, should. I don't think certain things should be recycled, like dirty, shitty diapers. We can just keep using new ones of those. One company, though, is doing just that. A Japanese company has introduced the first ever horizontally recycled diapers, catering to a shifting demand from children's diapers to adult diapers due to Japan's aging population. Unicharm, located in Kagoshima in southwest Japan, launched these innovative products for both adults and babies earlier this month. The diapers are available in shopping centers across Kyushu, one of Japan's major islands. This initiative is in collaboration with local governments, as reported by the Mainichi Shimbun newspaper. The term horizontal recycling refers to the process of recycling items into the same type of product. Someone shits in a diaper, they throw it away, and then this company makes it a diaper again, which I think really just consists of cleaning the diaper, which is like super gross. I don't know. Call me crazy. Maybe it would be different if it was just like if I was the one using my own old diapers, but I don't want to be using someone else's old diaper. To ensure these recycled diapers are hygienic and free from odors and bacteria, Unicharm has implemented advanced techniques involving ozone for sterilization, bleaching, and deodorizing. According to a senior executive officer at Unicharm, quote, "We have received approval from experts concerning hygiene." Can't you make these diapers out of, like, bamboo or something? You know, bamboo is plentiful. It grows like crazy. You don't have to worry about recycling bamboo. Just fucking incinerate the bamboo diapers and make some brand new ones. This just skeeves me the fuck out. Since their development in 2022, these recycled diapers have been utilized in hospitals and nursing care facilities. They're now available for general purchase, with the children's version priced slightly higher than regular disposable diapers. Well, why would anyone buy this then? You could buy someone's old-ass used shitty diapers that have been deodorized, or for a little less, buy brand new diapers. Pristine, never touched or shat in. Unicharm stated that the customers who have tried these products found them to be comfortable and indistinguishable from non-recycled diapers. The demographic changes in Japan have led to a significant drop in demand for children's diapers, while the market for adult diapers is expected to grow like crazy. The age of incontinence is upon us. In response to this trend last month, OG Holdings, another Japanese paper product manufacturer, announced it would cease production of children's diapers later this year due to the decreased demand, focusing instead on increasing the production of sanitary products for the elderly.
Oh yeah, look at that beautiful creamy shit. Oh yeah.
Yeah, Nana. Your bowel movements are very creamy. That's a good girl. All right, a second story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Say it with me.
Our most fucked up state.
In Florida, a couple's attempt to claim a $1 million lottery prize with a taped together scratch-off ticket was foiled. This Florida couple wasn't exactly the brightest. They took two separate scratch-off tickets, stuck them together, and tried to pass that off as a $1 million winner. Like, I don't know how it works in most states, but I know in Ohio, every lottery ticket has, especially scratch-offs, they've got, like, a barcode, right? And as a matter of fact, you don't even need to scratch off the ticket. You can, like, download the Ohio Lottery app, scratch off so just the barcode is showing, and then scan it with your app and it'll tell you how much you've won. It's perfect for people with real gambling problems. You don't have to spend all that effort scratching and, you know, searching for the numbers and amounts and stuff. And, you know, some of those scratch-off tickets, they're annoyingly complex. Like, in Ohio, they have, like, crossword puzzle scratch-offs. And you, like, the first thing you do is you scratch off your letters, right? You get, like, I don't know, 10 or 20 letters, A, F, whatever. And then you go through all the words in the crossword and you try to, you match up. Okay, I got an F, so you can scratch off the F. And the idea is that you scratch off as many words as possible. And the more words you scratch off, the more money you get. It's very time consuming. Believe me, it's way easier now that you can just scan it with an app. I guess Florida man and woman here did not get the memo about the barcodes on the tickets. According to authorities, Kira Lee Enders, age 36, presented what she claimed was a winning ticket at the Florida Lottery's Pensacola office on March 1st. The ticket, part of the 500X cash game, I guess that means you can win 500 times, you know, whatever amount is shown on your ticket. Well, their scratch-off was allegedly fabricated from two non-winning tickets. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies noted in the affidavit that the ticket appeared crudely reconstructed and bore obvious signs of alteration. Enders had signed the ticket under penalty of perjury. Uh-oh, she's fucked. After adding her full name and address on the back of the ticket. The case was jointly investigated by Florida lottery agents and detectives from the Escambia County Sheriff's Office. On March 11th, Enders and her boyfriend, 31-year-old Dakota Jones, were brought in for questioning. Upon their arrival, they were detained and questioned separately. Enders claimed she discovered she had a winning ticket after scratching it off at home, but was unable to recall where she bought it. She attempted to have it verified at three different locations unsuccessfully and planned to share any winnings with Jones. When questioned about the ticket's condition, she suggested it was damaged when she tried to scratch it off while it was still wet from the rain, leading to its tearing, you see. She repaired it with tape, though. Upon being confronted with evidence that the ticket was tampered with, Enders seemed surprised, insisting that the pieces belonged together, and denied any fraudulent intent, stating that committing fraud would be foolish. Yes, it would be foolish. Jones, in his interview, initially said Enders had bought the ticket at a local Winn-Dixie and used a blow dryer to dry them after they got wet. He advised her against taping the ticket because it made it look altered. He described them as honest and not involved in fraud. However, he later contradicted this account, claiming they found the torn pieces separately near their home and just taped them together, believing they had won. The detectives relayed to Enders that Jones had provided a differing account of how they acquired the ticket. Despite this, she maintained her story of purchasing the ticket herself. Jones and Enders were arrested on charges of forgery / altering a lottery ticket with intent to defraud and grand theft of $100,000 or more. They are scheduled for a court appearance on May 10th. So that is what's happening in Florida today. More brilliant criminals perpetrating the perfect crimes. All right. Finally, freaks, YouTube entrepreneur Mike Black abandoned his social experiment aimed at demonstrating that anybody could quickly become a millionaire. What a fucking asshole, right? Yeah, he wanted to demonstrate that anyone could quickly become a millionaire, but he stopped after his health began to deteriorate significantly. Mike initiated a challenge to earn $1 million within a year. However, he ended the experiment after 10 months with only $64,000, which is a far cry from a million. He then stated, look, health and family comes first. That's why he said he stopped this. I think it sounds like after 10 months, he was nowhere near the million, so he came up with a fucking excuse about diseases and family or something. He attributed his decision to two autoimmune diseases, which led to chronic fatigue and joint pain. Come on, dude, that just proves to me you didn't want that million bad enough. If you really wanted to become a millionaire, you would have made it happen. Initially, Mike faced significant hardships, including homelessness, after relinquishing his house, his car, and other possessions. His fortunes began to turn, though, when he was offered shelter by a van owner, and he earned his first $300 by selling furniture online. Mike embarked on this challenge to demonstrate that one could build an empire through sheer hard work, inspired by observing friends who suffered severe losses during the pandemic, including one who lost a $10 million business. Despite his efforts, Mike ended his million-dollar comeback challenge prematurely due to his personal health issues. Apparently, he needed to visit the doctor frequently. He hoped the challenge would allow him to build a new business and grow it to $1 million, but that goal was unmet. Mike found success by acting as a middleman, buying items listed for free and then selling them at a profit. Isn't that what the Goodwill does? He was basically running his own personal Salvation Army. He eventually was able to buy a computer, rent office space, and start a new job as a social media manager. He even launched his own coffee brand, which probably means he was just like slapping a label on some generic ass coffee, right? Reflecting on his progress, he noted, "We're not making millions of dollars, but look where we're at. 3 months ago, I was homeless." Again, you're homeless by choice. You gave up your car, you gave up your home. I think it's easier for you to do entrepreneurial stuff because you have experience doing it already, you know? Anyway, the turning point came 138 days into the challenge when he learned his father had colon cancer. A real businessman would be thinking, how can I turn this into money? Every setback is just an opportunity in disguise, right? Colon cancer fetish porn. I know it sounds rather distasteful, but come on. It would be a quick way to earn some cash, right? You should have logged on to GoDaddy as soon as you heard the news about your dad, registering the domain coloncancercamcuties or something like that. You're the ideas man, right? You're the big entrepreneur. All right. This all led him to conclude that health and family were much more important than the challenge. It prompted him to cease the project with 60 days remaining. Mike emphasized the importance of assisting those in need as it could provide them with crucial opportunities. You never know when a new business opportunity might arise, helping sickly loved ones. It's kind of a positive way of looking at things. Well, there you go. Another dumb, stupid thing that happened on social media. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Thursday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Love to hear from you, freaks. And there are many ways to contact the show. Show at distortedview.com. I'm all over social media at distortedview on Twitter and Instagram, facebook.com/distortedviewshow, yada, yada, yada. Got a bunch of patrons checking in, so let's go through those.
Toilet, ignore my last message. I bit my tongue while I was talking and it just ruined the whole thing. I'm calling in because of that video with the guy and his girlfriend and how insane that was, and basically a roller coaster of emotions.
Yeah.
I don't know who I don't like either of them.
Yeah, I don't either. No one was really likable in that video, huh? Hate the girl, really hate the guy.
I don't know. It was weird. Like you said, it felt like some sort of art piece. I felt like that scene in Zoolander when Mugatu's like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. Like, I felt like I was losing my mind. So I was like, these aren't real people. These are like AI depictions of a real couple arguing.
Yeah, I don't. I have questions about. Like, I don't know if it was real. Honestly, it could be a performance piece.
That shit was weird. Anyway.
I think there are some additional videos where she's talking or being confronted. I'll have to go through those.
I was on vacation, so I missed the whole like DJC fight thing, and I'm mad because I wanted to get in on that, but it's too late now.
You hate him too?
All the cool shit happens while I'm gone. Anyways, keep up the good work.
All right, thank you very much. Next up here.
Hey, Kimmy Boo, this is Lifetime Sideshow member of the Penguin. I know you're going to see I come like three times. The one that I actually want to do because I can't edit it like you can the other one.
What?
Speak
the fuck up.
Why don't you do an AI of Alex Jones?
Oh, that's not a bad idea. He's got a very distinct voice.
You can say whatever crazy shit you want.
I don't know if I could come up with anything crazier than what Alex Jones really says.
I mean,
you know?
It's not going to be any crazier than he already is.
Yeah.
But
it's going to be very difficult to top him, but you know what? I think I might be up for the challenge.
It would you can make him say whatever you want.
Yes.
Which would be great.
Yes. Right. Think of the possibilities. Yeah, maybe next time I'm messing around with those AI voices, I'll input some Alex
Jones.
Hey,
Lou, Bagagum here, long-time caller, first-time listener. Hey, what the fuck is up with you, like, having an actual, like, replacement for the N-word in songs? Because you don't like rap, which is where most of the time the N-word is going to show up. You don't like karaoke, which is the only time it would actually be...
Are you talking to me directly? Because... I seem to recall us playing audio of Kevin Leonardo talking about his N-word replacement words, but I don't have that. Did I say I did? I must have lied. A lot of times I just talk to talk, you know?
Something that might have the N-word out loud, so why would you, like, I guess it might just be, like, something speculative. Anyway, Nugget does not work. The two things...
Oh, yeah, I was trying to come up with different words, like nugget or ninja.
I like, because the only times when it's actually going to matter if, like, people hear me say the N-word out loud is if it's, like, a slower song.
Yeah, like a Celine Dion. You know how many of her songs she's whipping out the N-word?
Does it sound weird? Neighbor works. It is weird enough that it stands out, but it's also clear that, like, oh, you're, like, not, you know what it is. If you are for some reason doing karaoke to rap, you can either go, fella, which is also funny because, like, it's so much in the opposite direction, and because the lyrics are typically so...
Yeah, see, I was, like, trying to stick with N-word, like, words that start with the letter N. But, yeah, there, I guess
which
you could go with fella.
It is funny, a fun gag. Or you can just go, because, you know, you're incredibly translucently pale white, and that will help make it clear to the audience that you are not trying to say the N-word, which you have done, recorded on the podcast multiple times. Such as the one time early in the podcast one where you called a viewer and then proceeded to say the N word over 100 times.
Like, I did that?
Huh.
That's, I mean, you know, probably. I'm not saying I didn't do that. I just don't remember it. Look, it was a different time back then. I've been doing this show for so long. I'm pretty sure segregation was still a thing when I started Distorted View Daily. We were all so dumb back then, unenlightened. I have grown so much over the years, as you can tell. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. Want you guys to email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-O-GOD. Is it O-GOD?
18 fucking naked cowboys in the showers.
Spread the distortion, STD. Tell all your friends about the show. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating, a thumbs up or like, wherever you can rate and review podcasts. Tomorrow's episode is going to be Sideshow exclusive. Make sure you sign up so you don't miss a thing. Otherwise, I will see you back next week. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
It's time for another installment of Tim Creates Lyrics to the Price is Right Showcase Music.
I need a big fat dick now. I need a big fat prick now. I need some dick in my cunt. I need to get fucked real bad now. I need a big dick in me. I need to get fucked. Ram that dick inside me. Cram that dick inside me. Ram that prick.
This has been another excellent podcast from the Scribe Media Group. Learn more at scribe.net.